Am I wrong for dropping out of my best friend's wedding because she picked my toxic ex-boyfriend to be her man of honor? I met my best friend, let's call her Lily, when I was a freshman in college, and she was my person for 4 years. We were inseparable. We lived together. We did everything together. I mean, yeah, that was my girl. And obviously, since Lily was my ride or die, she knew my on-again, off-again toxic boyfriend, let's call him Sam, who was absolutely the worst. Cannot believe I dated that man. I could not even tell you the number of times that this man cheated on me, but I was young and dumb and in love, so I just kept taking him back. I know better now. And through that entire toxic relationship, Lily was by my side. Nobody hated Sam the way Lily did because she was firsthand seeing how horrible he was. The last year of our relationship, Lily wouldn't even acknowledge Sam's existence. He would say hi to her and she would just completely ignore him because she hated him so much, which was fair because he was terrible. I see it now, but you know, when you're in it, you don't realize. By the time we graduated college, Sam and I were completely done, and Lily and I were moving to two different states, but Sam and Lily were moving to the same state, and Lily was saying all the time, I hope I never run into that man on the street. I was like, girl, I hope you don't either. And since graduating college 5 years ago, Lily and I are still best friends. We still talk almost every day, and we know everything about each other's life. At least I thought I knew everything about her life, because apparently she was keeping some secrets from me. A few months ago, Lily called me and told me that she got engaged to her long-term boyfriend, which I was so excited about because I absolutely love him and I love them together. And she asked me to be one of her bridesmaids. Of course, I said yes, that's my best friend. Lily's maid of honor was actually her little sister, but that girl was not gonna plan anything for her wedding. She's very type B. So instead, I kind of stepped up and took on a lot of the maid of honor responsibilities, which I was so happy to do because I love Lily, that's my best friend. So I was helping plan all the parties and helping pick out vendors for the wedding. Again, happy to do it, but it's a lot of work. One day when I'm on a phone call with Lily talking to her about the wedding, she tells me that there is something that she has been hiding from me. And I was so confused because we tell each other absolutely everything. She tells me that she asked Sam to be her man of honor. And my first reaction was, who's Sam? Like, I literally didn't even know who she was talking about because there was just no way in my mind that she was talking about Sam, my ex-boyfriend, who she hates, who we both hate. When it finally clicks who she's talking about, I am in complete shock. I don't even know what to say. I'm just like, what, how, why? Like, I can't form a sentence. Lily told me that 2 years ago, she ran into Sam at an alumni event for our college in their city, and he came up to her and apologized to her for how he treated me. Apologized to her, probably treated me, okay, make that make sense. And they just got to talking and reconnected. What do you mean reconnected? Y'all were never friends. She told me that over the past 2 years, they've gotten really close and that now he's one of her best friends. He's really been there for her. Okay, I talk to this girl almost every day. She's just been lying to me for 2 years. She sees the guy all the time. She would be telling me she was hanging out with other people when she was fully hanging out with him. I don't even know what to say to this girl. So I'm just like, you know, this is really shady, weird behavior. Like, this is a really weird thing that you're doing right now. And she turns the tables back at me. She's like, well, you don't get to tell me who I can and can't be friends with. Oh, sorry, I didn't know I was the villain now. Oh, my bad. It's not like she was friends with both of us during the relationship and then after we broke up, wanted to stay friends with both of us. She hated the man. She only knew him as my toxic ex-boyfriend. Do you know how many times that girl has seen me cry over that man? A lot, more than I can even count. If I saw one of my friend's exes that did them wrong, I wouldn't acknowledge their existence. I would just ignore them. I wouldn't become best friends with them, then lie about it, and then put him in my wedding party. Also, it's like super convenient that she told me this news after I'd helped her already plan most of her wedding. So I tell Lily straight up, I'm not gonna be in your wedding party if he's also in your wedding party, because not only would I have to see him, I would have to spend the entire day being around him, and I just don't think that's good for me. And Lily absolutely loses it on me. She's like, I can't believe how selfish you're being. This is my day. Why can't you just suck it up and do it for one day? I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, what reality are we living in? Because you just sprung this on me, and it's so fair for me to not want to be around my toxic ex-boyfriend all day. Now that I just found out the two of you suddenly BFFs. At this point, I don't even know if I want to go to the wedding at all. Like, I don't want to see that man. Haven't seen him in 5 years. Wasn't planning on ever seeing him again. And low-key, is this grounds for ending my friendship? Because it really feels like a huge betrayal. I don't know. Maybe I'm being dramatic. Maybe I just suck it up and I be in the wedding party and I just act nice. But I don't know. I just don't feel right about doing that. I feel like this is absolutely not okay. But I'll let you know what happens, because I'm sure this isn't the end of the story.